Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning and welcome to the 2010 annual press conference. We've just completed a very successful fiscal year. We're emerging from the crisis in full swing. Our growth is gaining momentum. Our operating performance has, for the second time, broken a record. This positive momentum is wind in our sails as we begin our new fiscal year. In the first part of my talk, I'll look back on the past fiscal year, which was both eventful and successful. Today, we can say that Siemens is now where we belong, namely in the Champions League. At the same time, we've also kept Siemens on a steady and stable course during the worst global economic crisis in many generations. We're now the normal company in the top category. In the worst crisis of the world economy, we've kept a stable course, and more than 400,000 Siemens employees worldwide, including myself, are very proud of this. In the second part, I'm going to discuss our new target system and also briefly explain the successful conclusion of our Fit for 2010 transformation program. With One Siemens, Siemens is going in a direction that is completely new in the history of the company. The transformation of Siemens is now nearly complete. We are a normal company again, playing in the Champions League, and from now on, we're only playing offense. The global economic playing field, however, is very differentiated. During the past few months, the global economy has recovered from the financial crisis faster than many people expected. For 2010, experts predicted global growth of 3.8%. Slightly slowing momentum, however, is expected in the coming year, namely a global economic growth of 3.5% on the average. This is, however, only an average. There are significant regional differences. This is true within the industrialized nations. There are uncertainties regarding developments in the United States. In Germany, expectations are significantly more positive. When one compares the industrialized nations with emerging economies, these differences become even more pronounced. Growth continues to take place at two different speeds. In contrast to the industrialized nations, emerging economies are demonstrating much higher dynamism. This applies particularly to the BRIC countries: Brazil, Russia, India, and China. Siemens is benefiting from the opportunities this offers. For example, last year, our new orders in Russia increased by almost 140%, while our new orders in Brazil were up by almost 50%. This brings me to the results of this past fiscal year. All sectors and regions saw new orders and revenue increase during the fourth quarter. Overall, our performance in new orders has increased noticeably over the course of the year, bringing our total new orders for the year well above those of the previous year. Revenue stabilized on a fiscal year basis, a trend similar to what we saw last year. Our operating performance has reached an all-time high. Profit total sectors is 7.8 billion euro. This exceeds our record profit for 2009 again. Without the write-downs in the healthcare sector, profit would actually be almost 9 billion euro. The bottom line for net income is that Siemens has kept its word and made major improvements. At 4.1 billion euro, we are 63% above last year's level. Of our three sectors, the one that made the greatest profit contribution again was energy. The energy sector accounted for the greatest share of our order backlog of 87 billion euro. That is 6 billion euro more than a year ago. Top-quality energy technology products are in demand around the world. We increased our order inventory by 6 billion euro. As I said, top-quality quality energy technology products on demand around the world. Many new power plants and wind farms in Asia, the US and Europe carry the Siemens name. Our fossil power generation and renewable energy divisions have been awarded many new contracts over the past few quarters. The success story of our renewable energy division continues. It received more new orders this year than any other division. Its order backlog also exceeded the 10 billion euro mark for the first time. And it is still on a growth curve. We recently signed a major contract with Enel Green Power for the delivery of 260 wind turbines. And now for the industry sector. Especially in the short-cycle business segments, this sector has been doing particularly well again for several quarters. Almost all divisions had increases in new orders and revenue, most clearly in the fourth quarter. Osram is at the head of the pack. Its profit rose more than sixfold during the fiscal year just passed. Demand by the automotive sector for ultra-modern LED technology is still very robust. The healthcare sector remains stable. The greatest growth is coming from Asia. The sector is benefiting from a strong year for the imaging and IT division, whose earnings increased more than 20%. Imaging and IT is second only to the fossil power division in contributing the most income to Siemens and has been able to demonstrate strongly its global leadership. Ladies and gentlemen, we ended fiscal 2010 very successfully on the whole. At the same time, we successfully concluded our Fit for 2010 transformation program. The aim of Fit for 2010 was to return Siemens to the top-class global company. To achieve this, we set ourselves clear targets for profitability, growth, and liquidity. We have reached those targets and, in some cases, clearly exceeded them. Therefore, we can say today, mission accomplished. In spite of a shrinking global economy, Siemens has grown twice as much as global gross domestic product. Where profitability is concerned, the sectors have achieved their margins and are right where they belong, at the top. That was helped considerably by two additional initiatives that we launched after the program was introduced. The absolute reduction in SG&A costs by around 2 billion euro, which was completed 1 year earlier than originally planned, namely in late 2009. Our supply chain initiative, which began approximately 2 years ago, which also had a significant effect on profit. You know that we keep our cards close to our chest in this area, but the contribution to the development of results has confirmed that our decision was launched at the right point in time, group-wide. Where liquidity is concerned, we met our targets for the cash conversion rate and deliberately stayed below our target for capital structure. The stability of Siemens during these two difficult years underscores the wisdom and the value of our conservative financial policies. The company's transformation over the past few years goes well beyond achieving financial targets. Evolution, not revolution, but with determination and speed, that was and remains my credo. And this has guided us. Our portfolio has now been systematically oriented to the fields of the future. We've become stronger in important areas and made our final exit from areas like telecommunications. We've done a lot to promote the diversity of our management. The percentage of women managers has more than doubled in recent years. The managing board has also changed considerably. Thanks to Barbara Cox and Brigitte Edra, we finally moved beyond the era of the all-male team. We also got example of internationalization. Passports are irrelevant at Siemens. We embody diversity. Business activities have been newly bundled into sectors and divisions. With the introduction of the CEO principle, we now practice management accountability in a completely new way. We've redefined our management culture. Our employees throughout the company today work with a self-awareness characterized by transparency and integrity. And we've totally repositioned Siemens. Today we are perceived worldwide as the green infrastructure pioneer. A pioneer who has helped to overcome conflicts between economic and ecological priorities. A pioneer who transforms German engineering excellence, resource conservation and sustainability into innovative and value-creating solutions for customers. Thereby we serve both the environment and society. Independent studies confirm that Siemens is set up in a sustainable and future-oriented way. For 2 years running, we've been leaders in the Dow Jones Sustainability Index. In important categories like compliance, we achieved a perfect score and serve as worldwide role models. Who would have predicted that 24 months ago? As the economic crisis was shattering global markets, we guided this company back to the top. This is now the time for us to say thank you. Thank you to all employees for their priceless dedication, which has made this success possible. As an expression of this gratitude, employees worldwide will be receiving a special one-time payment. We've made a total of 310 million euro available for this. Details were provided to you yesterday. The 120,000 Siemens employees who have been participating in our employee stock ownership program will also benefit from our success in their role as owners of the company. The Supervisory Board and Managing Board are proposing that a dividend of 2.70 euro be paid to our owners for 2010. That would be an increase of almost 70% from last year. The payout rate, therefore, is at 46%. With this dividend proposal, we are defining a new level for Siemens and beginning a new chapter for Siemens and for its owner. What's also new is a clear dividend policy as part of a new target system. In the future, between 30 and 50% of net income, excluding exceptional non-cash items, is to be distributed to our shareholders. With this new dividend policy, we are offering long-term investors a further incentive to invest in Siemens. Our message to customers, employees, and shareholders is clear. Siemens is a company that creates value and increases its own value on a sustained basis. Ladies and gentlemen, the sustained increase in the value of Siemens will be based on our new target system, One Siemens. The core element of this system is continuous improvement relative to markets and competitors. This target system puts capital-efficient growth at its center. It will enable us to further develop our peak level for profitability. Three financial target variables will be used to guide the company. First, growth. We want to grow more quickly than our competitors. That is why we'll specify our growth rates in direct comparison with our competitors. Second, capital efficiency. With the ROCE target range of 15 to 20%, we'll set a new standard for capital efficiency. Internally, our businesses will compete for capital. And third, capital structure. A healthy capital structure is the foundation for sustained development of the company. The broader target range of 0.5 to 1 will give our shareholders and creditors clear criteria for creditworthiness and capital allocation. In the sectors, we're orienting ourselves toward industry-specific business cycles. We intend to achieve top EBITDA margins compared to our competitors across those cycles. Based on today's level, our sectors are at the higher end of their EBITDA ranges. That's why we now have to focus more intensely on growth in order to increase absolute profits. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll pursue profitable growth with efficient use of capital with three initiatives. First, with innovative products from our environmental portfolio. We discussed the focal points on Monday. Second, through even greater activity in emerging markets. And third, by expanding our service business. In addition, the focus of our sales activities is increasingly turning to cities as customers for comprehensive infrastructure solutions. Our environmental portfolio is based on our innovation strength. One out of every 3 euros that we invest in research and development goes into green technologies. This is a good investment. This is how we brought our Irsching turbine, the SGT-8000H, to market this year. And we have already received the first commercial contract for it in the US. Environmental technologies generated 28 billion euro in revenue in 2010, which is approximately 36% of our total revenue. And this figure will continue to grow. By 2014, we are counting on revenue of more than 40 billion euro. Siemens is getting greener and greener. That brings me to the second lever, the emerging countries. More than 50% of global GDP growth over the next 5 years will take place in these countries. We'll participate in that to a great extent. In 2005, our business in emerging countries amounted to 19%. Currently, it stands at around 30%, roughly one-third of our business. And we project this figure to expand considerably. We are relying on a local presence and local products, as much as we rely on the highest team in which German engineering expertise is held worldwide. Proximity to customers everywhere in the world ensures that we'll have access to markets. No other industrial company is at home in more than 190 countries as we are, and in many cases for 100 years or more. Today, more than 300,000 of our employees work outside of Germany and more than 110,000 in emerging countries. Their contributions to our global business benefit both our German employees and our medium-sized partners. We also intend to further intensify what we can do for customers by offering additional services. Our broad installed base throughout the world offers a strong platform from which to do this. Siemens will also sell more of its innovations where growth is directly taking wing in cities. Annual infrastructure investments in cities currently total 2 trillion euro. Of this, the Siemens relevant market amounts to approximately 300 billion euro annually for energy efficient buildings, modern traffic systems, smart grids, or water supply systems. A look at Masdar in Abu Dhabi shows just how far this can take us. Masdar City will be the world's first CO2-free city. As the green infrastructure pioneer, Siemens has entered into a strategic partnership with Masdar to help build the city of the future. We'll be installing smart grids and combining them with the most modern building technologies. Siemens and Masdar are also closely collaborating in the area of CO2 separation and storage. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, I'd like to sum up. Throughout the global economic crisis, we've demonstrated a high level of revenue stability. For the second year in a row, we've achieved a record operating profit. New orders are once again strongly on the upswing. We have successfully concluded all elements of our Fit for 2010 program, After 12 years of transformation, Siemens is once again a normal company operating at the highest level. From this point onward, our new target system, One Siemens, will set the framework for continued improvement for our customers, our employees, and our shareholders. Our new dividend policy provides long-term investors with a reliable orientation. And with the dividend proposal of 2.7 euros that we'll present to the annual shareholders meeting in January, we'll set a new dividend standard. In 2011, we expect organic order intake to increase relative to 2010. We also see a return to moderate organic growth. We anticipate income from continuing operations to increase by at least 25% to 35%, thereby continuing the positive trend in profit growth. Ladies and gentlemen, we are pleased with what we have achieved. We have high aims, and with One Siemens, we're opening a new chapter, motivated, determined, and on the offense.